The question today we want to deal with is, at least the beginning of the program, is what is truth? That depends on the answer whatever answer you get to that depends on who you ask, I understand. I know many times people's answer to that is persuaded by their tradition, by what they grew up with and such like, but we need to get to what the Bible says. What does the Bible say? And I know that many times people quote Bible when they try to answer what is truth or what truth is to them, and yet they're taking the Bible as a portion, and it's not in line with the entire Word of God. The Bible said in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. That could have two meanings to that. One is that no individual by himself can understand the Word of God. He has to have the Holy Spirit to guide him in that. Another thing is that no one verse stands alone. Every verse must agree with the entire Word of God. So whatever you say truth is, it must agree with the entire Word of God. So we want to look at what the Bible says truth is in answering this question on Ask the Pastor today, and not concerned about what denominations say. Even Baptists. I know I am a Baptist, but it's not what Baptists say. It's what the Bible says truth is. And so, therefore, we need to realize that that's what we need to find out. So, what does the Bible say? Well, we find that Jesus, when he was making a statement in John chapter 17, verse number 17, and by the way, this is the Lord's Prayer. Many people talk a little short portion where the Lord taught us how to pray, and call that the Lord's Prayer. But this is the Lord's Prayer, the great intercessory prayer, as he was going with 11 of his apostles to the Garden of Gethsemane. Somewhere on the way, along the way, somewhere, he prayed this great intercessory prayer. And verse number 17 of John 17, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. He's talking about sanctifying or setting apart the disciples that's with him, the 11 that was left with him. And he said, sanctify them through thy truth. But he says, thy word is truth. So we know the Bible says that the word is truth. Now, what word is it talking about? You realize something. There's the written word in which we hold in our hands. We call the Bible. Then there's what we know is the living word, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because John said, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he said he was the truth. So he's the living word, and we have in our hands the written word. Now the written word is still God's word. It's what God's... you realize something. The Bible says in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And that's true. That word move means to mother. It means literally that the Holy Ghost had hold of the hands of those people who wrote down the Word of God, whether it was in Hebrew or in Greek or whatever it was in, or little of it was in Aramaic. But he held their hands, he mothered them so that they'd make their letters exactly right, and the tenses of the verbs would be exactly right, and all the syntax and the construction of the Hebrew and the Greek would be exactly like God wanted it. In fact, the Bible said in 2 Timothy 3:16, for all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine and so forth. Well, the inspiration of God is the word theopneustos, which means God breathed. So from the very inner being of God, God breathed His Word out to the men that He had hold of their hands so that they could not make a mistake in writing down the Word of God in the original. Somebody said, oh, you've got to be careful. You don't have the original. You've got just a translation. Well, I understand that. But I won't tell you what, if you've been saved, you've got something better than the original. You've got the originator, the Holy Ghost of God who lives inside, that will tell you and show you what the Word of God says and explain this truth to you. And you realize something, we don't have the reason God didn't let us keep the original. Somebody would try to enshrine them and worship the originals. Listen, we're not to worship the Bible. We're to worship the God of the Bible. Now, I believe in the King James Bible as far as what I use, and that's what I believe is God's preserved word for us today. But it is a translation. But the reason God didn't want the original, he knew people would bow down and worship it, and that's exactly what some people in America are doing today. They're worshiping the King James 1611 instead of the God of the Bible. We need to worship the God of the Bible. But he will interpret to us and let us know this truth, this written truth. And so, therefore, we must be able to match up with what God said in this Bible, the written Word of God, the truth. Truth is the Word of God. And so we need to know that, because he said in the book of Romans, he made this statement in Romans chapter 2, verse number 2, after he listed a long list of sin in chapter number 1 that he dealt with and people who committed those sins. And then he said in verse 2 of Romans 2, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. Did you know that the judgment you're going to have to face is according to truth? What is truth? It's the Word. So therefore, you must be able to meet the standard that God laid down in this precious book. The Bible says in the book of Amos that he told him to go out and hang a plumb line by the side of the wall of Jerusalem to show them whether it was straight or not. I want to tell you, this precious book is the plumb line that God's hung down in our midst in which we need to line up our lives by. If our salvation experience and our life is not lined up with this book, we're in error. And we're not going to pass judgment one day. Some people say, don't judge lest you be judged. Well, what he means is, don't pass a judgment upon a person without having a standard. But if you've got the Word of God as a standard, then that's the standard you're going to have to meet yonder in the judgment out yonder. And you can use that to apply to one's life. For instance, the Bible says certain things that you'll do if you're saved. And if certain things, you practice certain things that's not according to the Word of God, well, it's evident that you're not saved. And for someone to come along and say, well, according to what the Bible says, you're not saved, then you have a right to do that. And that is not, you're not judging without a standard. You've got a standard, and that is the Word of God, which is truth. In fact, the business of the Bible says in the book of John, chapter number 12, verse 47 and 48, he said, if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Then we look over and realize the last day, he's talking about a judgment that lost men are going to have to face, stand before. And there in Revelation chapter 20, the great white throne of judgment. And it says, verse 20 of Revelation 20, verse 12, said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Not only you're judged by a book of remembrance and secret things and things you try to hide or whatever, you're judged by the books that's going to be open, plural. I believe these 66 books will be there at the great white throne judgment to show the standard that you need to match up to. And that's truth. It's going to be there at the judgment. And so, therefore, we need to meet the standard of the judgment today. I know that, as I said, this is not only the truth is not just the written Word. The truth is the living Word. The Bible said in John chapter 1, verse number 4, it's talking about the words. The Bible says in verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, capital W, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14 of John 1 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's Jesus, the Son of God, who always was, had existence without origin. But there came a time he was born through a virgin's womb and robed himself in flesh upon this earth. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And verse 4 of John 1 says, in him is life. Folks, I want to tell you, you've got to have more than just some verse that you can claim. And yes, it's truth. But if it's written down on paper, it's just ink on paper, if it's not been a work done in your soul, it must be that you have come to a point, place, and a time where you have received the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the truth. And when you receive Him, then you have life. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 12 says, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So therefore, if you don't have the Son of God, you don't have life. There's too many today in our churches across this country and that have taken a verse and named it and claimed it and said, well, that's the Word of God. That's truth. That is truth. But yet, that's not in word only. Our gospel, 1 Thessalonians 1:5 says, came not in word only, but also in power and the Holy Ghost and much assurance. That means that there has to be a work of God done in your heart for you to be saved. It means that you must come to a point, place, and the time to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Master. Otherwise, you've not been saved. Because it's not in a verse that you're saved. The verse points you to the Lord Jesus. In fact, the Bible tells us in the book of 1 John chapter number 5, after he quoted that, "He that hath the Son hath life, he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." It also said the verses just before that, verse number 10 and 11, it talks about how that you need to receive the record. The record. In fact, it says this. Verse 10 said, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son." That record that God gave of his Son is the Word of God, the written Word of God, but it points to the living Word, and you must come to the living Word. And he said in verse 11, "And this is the record," 1 John 5, "that God hath given unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." The living Word of God. That's who you need. Now, I thank God for the truth today. You realize something? The truth is the Word of God, but it's the written Word. It's also the living Word. But you must believe the written Word, the truth, so that you'll go to the living Word, the living truth, that you might be saved. "And he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life." And I thank God for truth. We're living in a day when many people say, "Well, we've got the truth," but there's a fine line between truth and error. It's like being in a road. And I know in politician-wise or in politics, the middle of the road is a compromiser. But folks, in salvation and the things of God, you need to get in the middle of the road, because there's a ditch of liberalism that's motivated by lust, and there's a ditch of legalism that's motivated by law. You need to get in the middle of the road in liberty motivated by love. And when you get in that, you've got the truth. Not only the written truth, but the living truth, the Word of God, and the Lord Jesus Himself. And it, therefore, the record points you to Jesus, and he that's got the living Word has life. You've been saved. Now, you realize, as I said, there's a fine line. And if when you take any truth and carry it to extremes, it becomes error. It becomes ditch. And it'll cause you to be lead others astray. May the Lord help us to find out what truth is. What is truth? Again, truth is the Word. Jesus said that in John 17:17. And it's talking about the living Word. Word is the truth. But it's pointing you to the living Word, the Lord Jesus, who is the truth of God. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.